This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Tonight already is Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas Bo speaks about the very first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. This mitzvah is so important that it was selected to be the very first mitzvah in the Torah. Moreover, Rashi, in his opening comments to Chumash, says that really the Torah should have began with this mitzvah. Why is this mitzvah so important that it's the very first mitzvah in the Torah? And it has a distinction that really it should have been the very beginning of the Torah itself. The Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Ekev says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected Klal Yisrael as his chosen nation is mitnei shememaatim es atzmenu. We make ourselves small because of the midah of anivus, because of the midah of humility, shiflus. Anava is the foundation of the Jewish people. If we're mekayim anava, God selects us. However, if we're arrogant, then just the opposite is so to speak. We abdicate our right to be the chosen people. Therefore, as the very first mitzvah in the Torah, Klal Yisrael was netzaveh on Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. The way the Chida says it in the Nachal Kidumim is, we know the moon was rejected because it was metkatrig on the sun, and the sun was insulted, so Hashem wants to arouse Klal Yisrael in the very first mitzvah that they should pay attention. That mitzvahs are chashuv before Hashem only if they're done out of anava, out of humility. Like with the sun and the moon, that because of the lack of humility of the moon, it was, so to speak, rejected. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says similarly that the reason why Kiddush HaChodesh is the first mitzvah is to show you can't be Mekayim mitzvahs, you can't acquire Torah only through humility. And Kiddush HaChodesh symbolizes humility, because the reason why there's a moilad halavana is because the areach was memayid itself. It made itself small. So it's not that, so to speak, it was rejected out of humility. I'm sorry, it was rejected out of its arrogance, similar to the way the Chida says it, but the mitzvah is possible because of the humility of the moon, that it made itself small. And therefore, that's the first mitzvah in the Torah, because the foundation of the whole Torah is Midos HaAnava. So the very first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Moilad HaLavana, Kiddush HaChodesh, to show the importance of humility. And it's so important that Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lo Yehoya HaTorah LaHascha Ela MeHaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it should really have been the very first opener of the Torah. So you'll ask, well, if it's so important and it should have been the first mitzvah, and if it's so important, it is the first mitzvah, and the Torah should have began that way to teach the importance of humility, so we lost the message. It's like it is so important, and it's the very first mitzvah, and it should have been the beginning of the Torah, so then didn't we lost that message by the Torah not beginning that way? So you could say, no, the Torah begins with an even greater lesson in humility. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Parshas Vayechi, he brings down from the Svarim, that why does it say, Bereishis bara Elohim, and not Elohim bara Bereishis? It's humility. Hashem did not want to start with his own name. Instead, he started with Briyas HaOlam. Bereishis bara Elohim. So, even though the Torah should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem to teach the importance of humility, but you could say more important than the humility of the moon is the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who starts the Torah not only with his own, not with his own name, but with the Briyas HaOlam. In fact, there's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Shimon ben Azai Omer, Ve'anvoscha Sarbeni, Basar v'dam mazkir shemai v'achar kach shivchai. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu einoy kein. Ela mishabara tzarchei olamai. Once he creates the needs of the world, then he mentions his name. Bereishis, bara, and then Elohim. Like the Tana d'Bel Yoh says, you know, why did Hashem begin the Torah with the letter Beis, Bereishis Bar Elohim. It should have begun with an Aleph, Elohim Bar Bereishis. So Shimon ben Azai is answering that Hashem did not begin with a Beis. Hashem did not begin with an Aleph, Elohim, because he did not want his name to be first. So yes, while the very first mitzvah of the Torah is HaChodesh Az Elohim, which shows humility, and really the Torah should have began that way, but the Torah beginning the way it did teaches an even greater lesson in humility, and that is the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Okay, that's the Chidah, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on Parshas Bay. I want to share with you something else as well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.